Transportation planners have put out an update on their progress in deciding the fate of Interstate 81's path through downtown Syracuse. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, there are still several ideas being considered.
There are two constants throughout the 16 different possibilities for a new I-81 through Syracuse. Buildings will have to come down, and the west side of I-690 will be properly connected to I-81 in all directions. Otherwise, the new highway could be 25 feet above the city, 81 feet below it, or several miles east or west of it. Department of Transportation spokesman Bo Duffy says some of the options are more viable than others.
Well, and there's a number of factors that are considered. First and foremost, do the alternatives meet the goals of the project? By reasonable and feasible, can they be constructed in a reasonable amount of time? And are they affordable?
The 16 ideas are variations on four route possibilities: a tunnel, a depressed highway, a new elevated highway, or a boulevard. But even rebuilding the viaduct would mean a wider footprint through the city. The elevated downtown stretch of I-81 is beginning to crumble and reach the end of its lifespan. Transportation officials are in the midst of a lengthy process to decide its future. More details on the different options will be presented this summer. The DOT says it hopes to make a decision, along with the Federal Highway Administration, by late next year. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.